Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas Abi Mori, Hillel Ben Meir Yechiel Mechel Areni Kabaris Mishkavo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Levracha. We are in Sefer Yechezkel. We are up to Perek Mem Hey. We're quickly coming to the end of this incredible Sefer. And within it, Yechezkel is now going to give us an outline of the place of the base of the Har Habayis, within the larger area around it, and this is taken from the first four psukim in our section. Ubehapilchem es haaretz benachala. So when you allow the land as inheritance, so then we are told tarimu truma la Hashem kodesh min haaretz orach hamishah be'esrim elef orach v'rocha v'asara elef kodesh hu b'chol gvulah saviv. You're going to have to set off an area of 25,000 and a width of 10,000. It will be kodesh all the way around. And what does that mean? It's going to be truma. Truma means a portion of a person's wealth that's separated for a higher purpose. And Hashem's boundary and bounty to Am Yisrael has to be acknowledged. From the land that you got in great measure, a part has to be made holy. And so what are you supposed to do? So, Yiyah Mizel HaKodesh Chamesh Meos B'Chamesh Meos Meruba Sabiv, Chameshim Ama Migrash Lo Sabiv. You're supposed to have a holy place, a open space of 500 by 500, and 50 amos of open space around it as a migrash. And what are we supposed to do? Min Hamida Azos Tamud Orech Chamisha Be'esrim Elef Rochav Aser Salafu Muboya Mikdash Kodesh Kadashim. And you're supposed to measure a length of 25,000 and a width of 10,000, within which will be the mikdash, and that's going to be kodesh kadashim, kodesh min haaretzu la kohanim ishar se hamikdash iya hakrevim lishar se Hashem v'yalei makom lebatim u'mikdash lemikdash. It's going to be a sacred portion from the land for the kohanim who are supposed to serve. Right, this open space was supposed to be housing for the kohanim, even though no houses could be built there, it's supposed to be a machane kahuna. V'chamisha v'asrim elef orach v'esar esar alafim rochav yel alaviyim ishar se'abayis laim lachuzah aseres lishkos. And there's also going to be an area set aside for the Leviim just south of the other one. And that's supposed to be chambers, the 20 chambers or offices that were mentioned. We don't explain what they're for. They're supposed to be there for the Leviim. V'achuzah sa'ir titnu chamesha salafim rocha v'orach chamisha v'esim elef l'umas trumas ha'kodosh l'cho b'eis Yisrael yiyah. And as far as the property of the city, we're supposed to set aside 5,000 by 25,000 long, along the truma. It belongs to the entire Am Yisrael. And by way of velanasi mizel mizel trumas hakodesh lachuzas sair apnei trumas hakodesh apnei achuzas sair mipasi am yama mipas keid makadima veorach leumos echad achalakem migvul yam adgvul kadima laaretz yelo lachuzas biyisrael lo yonu o nisiyai esami vearetz yitnu the base Yisrael. There's going to be each of the other 12 strips of land. The outer areas were assigned to the nasi. And that would discourage him from oppressing the people to make his land bigger. And la'aretz yelo lachuzah b'Yisrael v'lo yonu od nisiyai esami v'aretz yitnu the base Yisrael l'shivteim. Then everyone else will be able to go ahead and have their space. Ko amar Hashem Elokim. So this is what Hashem says in Pasuk Tes. Rav lochem nisiyai Yisrael chamas v'shod hasiru mishpat utztaka asu harimu girusho seichem e'alami numa Hashem Elokim. Hashem says, it's enough of you. Set aside this lawlessness. Do justice. Get rid of evicting people. Mosnei tzedek veifas tzedek ubas tzedek yielachem. Have good things. Vaifa v'abas to and good weights and measures. Vaifa v'abas tochen echad yielaseis masar achomer abas. V'asiris achomer aifa achomer yiemas kunto. You should have the proper measures and dry measures. Everything should be proper. V'ashakel esrim gira esrim shkalim hamisha be'esrim shkalim asarach b'chamisha shakel hamana yelachem zos hatruma shetarimu shisha sa'ifa mechomer achitim v'shishisem ha'ifa mechomer asorim v'chok v'ashem en abas Hashem and Masar Abbas Minakur Aseres Abatim Chomer, Ki Aseres Abatim Chomer. You're supposed to set aside the proper trumos and have the right measures in order to be able to put them together that will apply for these new dinim that are going to apply in the Beis Hamikdash and the time of the Bayis Shlishi. There are going to be new matanos that are going to have to be given, we're going to have an opportunity to give at that point in time. V'se'achas min atzom min amasayim imashke, a single sheep from the flock from among 200, lemincha v'la'olu v'la'shlam l'chab raleim nu ma'ashem elokim, it's going to be a karban, kol ha'am ha'aretz yu ala truma hazos v'lanosi b'Yisrael. All of this is going to be brought out for the Nasi, right? And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this becomes one of the major haftoros for Pasha Sachodesh. It's going to be responsibility of the Nasi to bring the karbanos in the right time in the future. Now, some of these karbanos that are going to be identified in this section, we mentioned once before. Yechezkel has had certain problems that came up, as we pointed out in the Gemara in Shabbos, that's why Hanina ben Chizkio had to go ahead and go up to his attic in order to make sure that he could reconcile some of the challenges over here. Well, here is where we will come into them. Koama Hashem Elokim Barishom Be'achad L'Chodesh Tikach Parben Bakar Tamim B'chiteisa Samikdash on the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You're going to take a parben bakar, the normal Rosh Chodesh carbon. Lakacha koim midam hachatos unasan al mezuzas habayis v'al arba pinos ha'azar al ha'mizbeach v'al mezuzas shara chatzer ha'pnimis v'chein ta'ase b'shiva b'chodesh. That you're going to do on the 7th. Me'ish shogel mi'pesi v'chipartem es habayis. From the people who are tummy, they're going to bring the carbonos 7 days later. Barishon barbasar yom lachodesh yelochem hapasach. Now 7 days after that it'll be Pesach. Chag Shavuos yamim matzos yeachel ve'asa nasi bayom ubado ubad kol am aretz parachatas. B'shivas yimeachag yaseh olah laHashem shivas parim b'shivas elim timimim liyom shivas hayamim v'chatas sirizim ayom umincha ifa lapar ve'ifa la'ayel yaseh. V'shemin hin la'ifa b'shvi b'chodesh b'shvi b'chamisha asa yom la'chodesh b'chag yasa ka'ilu shivas yamin k'chatas ka'ola b'chamincha b'chashemin. And that's the way it's supposed to go. Identical karbanos are going to be brought in the month of Tishrei as well for v'chag asukos. In other words, the yamim tovim of Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we don't mention special karbanos. But the consecration on the last day of Sukkot, there's no need to mention Shmini Atzeres. Bizman Bayis Shlishi, there will be a new series of karbanos, and we'll continue with this discussion of these types of karbanos and their impact when we meet again tomorrow. Everyone have a great day and a wonderful Shabbos.